This recording, Arkansas 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
I was born on a farm. I was born at home. My mother was a native of St. Louis. She was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri. My dad was born and raised in Lavaca, Arkansas. They met in San Diego during the war, got married, and had me, and then they waited 5 years and had a set of twins, and waited 15 months, had a little girl, and waited 5 more years and had a little boy. About a year or a year and a half after the last little boy was born, my mother died of cancer. Some of my earliest recollections may not be so much recollections that I have, but they are recollections that have been told to me. Living on a farm, I guess my mother had me in a buggy one time and took me out to the barn and evidently was pushing me through the barn lot, and the bull was in the same pasture, same lot that she was in, and I guess he decided that she didn't belong there, so he chased her out and tipped the buggy over with me in it, and I guess it's kind of a miracle that I survived. And I can remember my parents telling me that when I was just at the crawling stage, there was an old well on the place, and it had a bunch of old boards on top of it. And I remember crawling up on that, and I actually remember sitting on top of this well, and remember my mother, you know, running, you know, y'all scared. And so anyway, she got me off the well, and I didn't go down in it, but a lot of memories like that. I can remember especially being about 5 years old when the first set of kids came along after me, all of the diapers that we had. And we had every window had a clothesline that left the house and went to a fence post or a pole or whatever, and diapers in the hallway and diapers in the commode, diapers everywhere. So you couldn't go to the bathroom without having to clean diapers, because there was three in diapers, all at the same time. Went to a lot of different schools till I reached the ninth grade. There were 2 different years that I attended 4 different grade schools in the same year. Went to schools primarily in the San Francisco, Oakland Bay area in California. And then if I wasn't in school there, we'd move back to St. Louis and go to school at different schools in St. Louis. Around St. Louis and Lima. After, or starting in the ninth grade, we moved to Greenwood, Arkansas, and my dad was a farmer and a carpenter. And basically, I spent 4 years, as long as I spent at any one school except the University of Arkansas, 4 years in high school, graduated, I don't know, top 10%, but not all that good. Came to the university and 66 and graduated here in 70, and then waited about 18 years. I waited, came back and worked on my master's, and got my master's here at the University of Vocational Education. Currently, I'm married. My wife's name is Janice. We have a daughter whose name is Shannon. She's about 27. She's married, has a husband. His name is Brett, Brett Lawson, and no grandkids yet. Looking forward to it soon. But none yet. I basically now am employed at the University of Arkansas. I do little remodeling projects for homeowners around in the area a little bit. I raise a few cows, and basically that's pretty much the story of my life.